Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Questions and very few of the answers. Today, trying to take on the 10 questions, see how many we can get right, is comedian, podcaster, you know him from Don't You Know Who I Am, it's Mr. Josh Earl.
Hello, hi.
Thanks for joining us.
I'm so nervous about this, Kyron.
Why?
Because I'm worried people are going to think I'm dumb, because I don't know any of the answers.
Oh, but everyone's so dumb, that's the thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good.
The track record so far on this podcast is not good.
Great. Excellent.
The Saturday Paper, where we take the podcast, where we take the quiz from, do their own podcast of this quiz. And, you know, I would be concerned, or I would feel concerned if you went on that show.
Yeah.
Where they, you know, really see how good they can do. But this is a little, the stakes are lower.
Okay, good. The Saturday Paper, I know one of the editors of the Saturday Paper.
Eric Jensen?
Andy Hazel.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, we both know one.
There you go. Great. Between the two of us,
yeah,
we're going to have it set.
The other reason not to feel concerned is that you have a brains trust.
Great.
First of all, he's actually my Tyler. He did my downstairs bathroom. Please welcome Nick Nikotoros.
Oh, Tikanis Kyron, how are you?
Oh, sorry. Did I get your surname wrong? I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. You can call me Johnson as long as you pay me. Just joking. Okay, give me no the full fee. Amount.
Thanks for the bathroom. Stunning work. The grout down there, it's never been better.
Thank you very much. There's a secret recipe similar to the KFC man, but I cannot reveal it. Or you'll be swimming with the fishes on Nikotaros's fishing adventures, sailing through Mykonos straight to Milos.
I didn't realize that there was, like, similar to KFC, like a big mix of ingredients in the grout. I didn't realize. I thought it was just pretty straightforward.
Mate, you can put it on your potatoes as well, and it'll impress your yas and papus.
Oh, yeah?
Nick, do you just deal with tiles, or do you also do, like, pavers and stuff like that?
Just specifically bathrooms.
Okay.
If you try to broaden your horizons too much, you are sailing on a too big of an ocean. But if you're specific, you'll enjoy the island.
Oh, that's exciting. Do you have, outside of tiling, I mean, if some tiling questions come up, I'm sure you've got them covered, but do you have any other expertise?
Oh, yes.
Any other fields of knowledge?
Being a wheeler and dealer in the tiling industry, you get very good at guessing and lying.
Great. So not so much an area of expertise, but you're happy to make shit up.
No, but sometimes I guess right. So, you know.
Well, let's see if there's some multiple choice questions. I mean, that's really your field.
True. Was that right?
Yes. Okay, well, I don't know how you feel so far, Josh, but it doesn't end there. We have another member of the Brains Trust for you today. Tattooed head to toe, it's a big hello to Yakuza Oyama. Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Josh.
Hi, Yakuza. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you too for the first time. I've never seen you before.
What attracts you so much to tattoos, Yakuza Oyama?
That the pain makes me feel alive.
Yes.
And I've noticed, speaking of allied, you've got a fair few tear tattoos on your cheeks there.
It's because I want to, you know when you cry and sometimes you just wish you could cry forever?
Yep.
It's that, and also I've killed some people.
Oh, okay. That's great. What I was thinking, yeah. And now, okay, good. I did a gig once, and the tech, I can't tell you where I did this gig, but the tech had two tear tattoos on his face. And on the gig, Cal Wilson was on the gig, and she asked him what the tattoos meant, and I knew what they meant. But he said, oh, I got that from the, and I won't say the country, but mafia I was in. We all got these. She goes, oh, what was it, like a whole thing? And he had to explain to her, no, I've killed two people. All right, when do you want your light? It was a great little gig.
What about outside tattoos, Yakuza? Do you have any other areas of expertise that if they pop up in today's quiz, any that you know that you can take care of, we can turn to you?
Anything about Lady Gaga, I'm very good at. Lady Gaga and tattoos, that's my two topics.
Great, we'll see if Stephanie comes up. Are you ready to dive into a quiz, Josh?
Do you mean Stefani Germanotta, Kyron?
Sorry, I got the pronunciation. I'm not great with pronunciation. Got Nick's wrong, Lady Gaga's wrong. Shall we do a quiz?
Yes.
Right, let's dive in. Question number one is, I can't believe this, right off the top. Multiple choice.
Oh, leave it to the professionals.
The Yom Kippur War took place in A, 1967, B, 1971, C, 1973, or D, 1975, the Yom Kippur War. So all those numbers are quite close together, aren't they?
Josh. Oh, my God, they've started trying to be tricky really early.
I know. Can you go through those numbers again? 1963, was it?
67.
I'm really sorry. I zoned out. I was thinking about all the other tattoos that I was going to get. 1967,
1971, 1973, 1975. 67, 71, 73, and 75. Josh, do you know which war the Yom Kippur War is?
I've never heard of the Yom Kippur War.
No.
I can hardly say it.
I actually do know. I don't know when it happened, but it was like a war where people attacked Israel because they knew they were celebrating Yom Kippur. And so it was like a strategic attack because they knew that they wouldn't be, you know, ready to fight because they would all be celebrating a holiday with their families. It was actually quite tragic.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just realized I had a tattoo with a full description of the Yom Kippur War.
Did you happen when you got the description of what the Yom Kippur War was tattooed for life onto your body. Did you happen to include, like, say, the year that it happened?
No, unfortunately, that is the only bit of information that I did not get tattooed. I did, in big letters, have the words sneak attack tattooed, though. So, close.
That's a real shame. Well, if Josh, you don't know, we may have to turn to the game of chance.
Nick said any multiple choice, I should go to him.
Yeah. But in this case, they're lying. It's a trick question. First question is always trick. It's none of them.
None of the above.
All right, I'm gonna lock in an answer then.
Yep.
If Nick is not going to help, I'm going to say 71.
Nick's not happy, but I guess we'll find out.
You wait till the answers come back around. And you're exactly. Like, oh, sorry, Nick, I should have listened to you.
Question number two. Which song links Harry Nilsson, Three Dog Night, John Farnham and Amy Mann? You're into music, Josh.
I am into music. Do you other two know this one?
I didn't hear the words Lady Gaga.
Yeah. I tiled John Farnham's house once.
Oh, how was it?
Yeah, he's a good bloke. He said he'd come back at the end of the day because he had some errands to run. And true to his word, he did come back. So he's an honest guy.
Wow. How were the acoustics in his bathroom?
Oh, sensational.
Yeah.
And he's very particular about what tiles that I did use.
Was it about colour or was it about style? Or
it was more about size.
Size.
He just wanted one tile.
Just the one.
Yeah.
Wow. That's almost like a render.
Yeah. Essentially, we had to cut the roof off, drop in a cube.
Yep.
And then I had to like chip in from the inside out until it was one big tile in terms of the perimeter of the bathroom.
Yep.
I'm very talented and strong.
Yep. Just a chain reaction of tasks.
Which is a John Farnham song. I see what you did there, Kyron. That was very good.
But how is he linked to Harry Nilsson, Three Dog Night and Amy Mann? Is there some sort of crossover song, do you reckon?
Well, I know Three Dog Night did Joy to the World. I'm wondering if that's a Harry Nilsson original that John Farnham also covered and Amy Mann covered. But then I'm also thinking that Amy Mann may have done like some Beatles songs, and maybe they all covered Beatles songs. I know Harry Nilsson covered a Beatles. I'm going to say they all performed the song Help.
You reckon it's Help?
Yeah, by the Beatles.
Mm. I feel like we could use some of that now. Question number three. Name Australia's shadow treasurer. Do you follow the politics of the Labor Party, Yukuza Oyama?
Not at all. but I do sneak in the shadows, and not once have I seen a treasurer, so... Sorry, no help. He was not at the shadow board meeting.
Oh, you go to the shadowy meetings.
I do.
It must be difficult to see each other.
No, there's some lights. You know, shadows only exist where there's a bit of light, and then the shadow is an extension of that. So that doesn't actually make any logical sense, Kyron. No wonder you're the quiz master and not the quiz answerer.
No, I hadn't considered that. Nick?
I do not know, but I will have a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln.
What makes you say Abraham Lincoln?
What makes me say it?
Yeah.
Guess.
Just a guess. Just a guess. All right. Well, the offers you have so far, Josh, are a story about a shadowy meeting and Abraham Lincoln. I'm not sure if you want to go your own way on this one.
Can I put forward a name?
Yeah, please do.
Andrew.
Andrew.
That's it. End of name.
Hadn't considered Andrew. Usually when people take on a mononym, it's things like Madonna, you know, or Adele.
Andrew. Or Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew.
Or Cisco. He's good.
Thong song. Good song. See, I know the songs. So that was one. What did Cisco have in common with something else? Yeah. I'd be all over it.
Bleach the Dragon, another classic.
Oh, fuck. Hang on. It's that guy that looks like a wombat. Chris. Fuck, I do know his name.
Chris, are you thinking of Chris Bowen?
Yes, Chris Bowen. Isn't it Chris Bowen?
Could be Chris Bowen.
Let's say, because I know Josh Frydenberg is the Liberal. Like, he is the Minister.
Well, it's the Treasurer, isn't he? He's the Treasurer, yeah.
Do you go all to meetings with other Joshes, Josh?
Yeah. So, well, it's that thing. Like, you know another Josh, especially when they're an arsehole. So you're like, all right, you're bringing the name down. Yeah. We're riding high with Joshua Jackson as, like, Pacey in Dawson's Creek. And Frydenberg comes along, and now it's all downhill. All right, I'm going to go. Chris Bowen. All right.
That's the same for me. Like, every time a Kyron pops up in the world... or is born, they are inevitably sentiment or like linked. I find some message somewhere, somehow. Yakuza, do you stay in touch with any other Yakuzas?
Yeah, I stay in touch with the Yakuza in Japan.
Right.
So don't be mean to me or I'll get ya.
Chris Bowen.
What are you going to get them? A present?
Yes, a present. A present or the opposite of a present. An attack.
Question number four. What is the name of the children's fiction little helicopter character created by Sarah, Duchess of York?
Little helicopter?
Yeah, the children's fiction little helicopter character created by... Is that Fergie? Sarah, Duchess of York?
Sarah Ferguson, yeah, would be.
You've got kids, Josh.
I do have kids. We don't have the book about a little helicopter written by Fergie. But
I reckon it's Budgie.
Budgie the copter.
Yeah, Budgie the like helicopter. That's what I'm thinking.
Just right. Because birds...
just a guess. It's just a guess.
Because birds fly? So show us your working.
No, because Budgie smugglers, birds do fly. What also flies? An aeroplane. What is kind of like an aeroplane? A boat, but on the water. Who can land on a boat if it's big enough? A helicopter.
That's quite the novel.
Right.
That they've written for kids there, Sarah, Duchess of York. Do you follow the children's fiction of famous people, Yakuza Oyama?
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I love all the books.
What are some of your fave children's books written by famous people?
Jamoan, the comedian book.
Yep. Who is that by?
It's by Meghan Markle.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Jamoan K. Rowling. Just joking.
What do you reckon? What do you reckon they'd name a helicopter, Josh?
All right, I'm going to go with Nick. I'm going to say Budgie because I have no idea what it's called. Budgie, the helicopter, sounds good.
Go with a guess there.
No, Nick said the answer.
No, I said a guess.
What? It's locked in now. It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. Question five. Corona beer comes from which country? This feels like a trick.
Yeah.
Do you hit the Coronas, Nick?
Do I drink the Coronas? Never on the job. Always a professional. two-shot latte in the morning, two-shot latte for lunch. That's it.
That's four coffees before lunch. No wonder you're in the bathroom all the time. That's good.
That's where it started. I couldn't leave. So then I just was busy and I was like, oh, actually, I should just stay in the bathroom and make money whilst doing it.
Right. So you were shitting so much you thought you'd go into bathroom tiling.
Yeah, you can only be what you can see. And if he can only see bathroom tiles, that's what he's going to be. He's going to be a tiler.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactamente.
That's like sort of ultimate tiling, really, isn't it? When one day you become the tile.
Yeah, similar to Han Solo in that movie about the wars in space.
Mm. Star Wars, you mean?
No, Space Wars.
Oh, Space Wars.
Space Wars.
I haven't heard of Space Wars, but I do have a Corona from time to time. Yakuza Oyama, how about that segue? Yakuza Oyama, do you hit the beers? Do you like Coronas?
Yes, I love Coronas.
Yep.
I love Stella Artois. Mm-hmm. I love Asahi. I'm a foreign beer person myself.
Okay.
Well, Asahi's not foreign to you.
Well, it is because I'm Australian. Josh. Oh, I said, wow.
I thought you were from Japan. You said you were from... You hang out with the
Oh my god. Sorry, Josh, but you are on my kill list. If you don't say make nice with me by the end of this seminar, you're gonna be the seventh teardrop on my face.
Yeah, it looks like you've got Josh's home address tattooed on your arm there.
Yeah.
I do. For good reason.
Josh, it looks like you've moved four times.
Yes.
According to her arm.
You enjoy these beers from all the different countries, but do you know which countries they come from, and Corona in particular?
No, I have no idea, but the coronavirus may have started in Wuhan, China, so I'm going to say China.
Okay. Gone with the big China there.
Josh, I think it's a trick question, another tricky one.
Yeah, do you reckon...
I think it's what you think it is.
Well, or are they doing the double bluff? Do you reckon it is Mexico and they're like going, "That's we're going to bluff you," and... make you second guess yourself.
I think it's like when you go to, say, like an Italian restaurant, right?
Yeah.
You go to an Italian restaurant.
I remember.
But you can like order chips. And you're like, well, that's not really from Italy, is it? I think it's something like this, as in like advertised as a Mexican beer, but
All right.
I don't think it is from Mexico.
Okay, I'm going to go with Nick and say Italy. That's what he told me. Italy.
No, I didn't. Oh, okay, fair enough.
I'll jot down Italy.
Good
question
marble,
six.
Though. Good marble if you ever want tiling done in good marble, Italy. Well done.
Oh, yeah. I was watching a renovation show the other day and someone wanted to get the tiling just right, so they flew to a quarry in Italy to find marble that had just the right diagonal gold marbling through the marble.
Ah, did you watch Give Me the Keys and Fuck Off for a month? Good show. It's
a question
good
number
show.
Six. Name... Name Jeremy Corbyn's successor as leader of Britain's Labour Party. Nick, do you follow the politics of the British Labour Party?
Only Britain specifically, yeah. Nowhere else in the world. Don't care.
Because you didn't know about the Australian Labour Party's shadow
I just
treasure.
Told you, don't care.
Yeah. But Britain, you've got your finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
So who took over from Jeremy Corbyn there?
All right. You want to play a little game, Joshy?
Yes.
You know, a little multiple choice?
Yes, please.
Is it A, Dr. Death?
Oh.
Wow, we've never had a contestant or a Brains Trust member bring their own multiple choice to a question before. Sorry,
you. Sorry to interrupt, but Dr. Death is actually my nickname in the future after I hit Josh.
Wow.
There was a Dr. Death who worked in the Bundaberg Hospital for 10 years.
Yeah, and he's now leader of the Labour Party in England. Yeah.
Yep. So there's option one.
Okay.
Option B.
Option B, you have David Mitchell.
David Mitchell, as in...
comedian?
As in the Labour politician who took over from Jeremy Corbyn.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
You have C, Michael Botherington.
Michael Botherington.
Or D, Keith Starmer.
Keith Starmer. Okay. Dr. Death, David Mitchell, Michael Botherington, Keith Starmer. Do any of those ring a bell, Josh?
Well, I've heard David Mitchell, but like... it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, we've seen celebrities go into politics. Maybe in the UK, David Mitchell, the comedian from Peep Show, is going into politics. I'm going to lock in David Mitchell.
Put in David Mitchell. It seems to me as well the kind of name that could pop up more than once, you know?
Well, there's the author David Mitchell who wrote Cloud Atlas or Cloud Stream, whatever he's called.
All right,
maybe it's two people, David and Mitchell.
Well, it is quite a distinct name.
Yeah, do you want to put David and Mitchell?
Yeah, it's a... A team.
I'm happy to put down the team of David and Mitchell. Question 7. Which chemical element has the symbol Ni, an atomic number 28? Yukuzuru Oyama, did you study chemistry in high school or tertiary education at all?
Yes, of course I did, to make bombs. But I do not know the names of the elements. I just know what they smell like after an explosion.
Yep.
And they smell fantastic.
You really like the smell of napalm in the morning?
No, except for that one. That one can suck a dick. I'm not a fan of napalm. In fact, I believe it's quite poisonous, actually.
Yeah.
But our other gases, tasty.
Tasty gases. All right, well, the first option there is tasty gases. Nick, you must know something about chemistry, given that you're mixing 11 herbs and spices into a grout.
Byron, no idea.
Okay, so we have no idea. Oh, sorry.
No, that's it. N-I, no. No idea.
Oh. So we got tasty gases and no idea. It feels like you're on your own here, Josh.
Okay. I'm going to lock in nitrogen because that would be the biggest gas of all the elements, starting with Ni. So surely it gets the first, like, top billing, Ni, nitrogen.
Number 28.
Well, yeah, but like...
Then what's number N, Josh? What's just N?
Nothing. See? That's how they do it. Like, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I thought I was throwing a spanner in the work, but no, fair enough. Yeah, if you got it.
I don't remember the table of elements myself, but so far we've got nothing and no idea popping up.
Josh, here's a clue. I've actually been paid by a job in this.
Nickel.
Well, I don't know.
Well, have you ever been paid in nickel?
Yeah, have you been paid in nickels?
Hey, I don't write the questions. I just give some suggestions.
Let's swap it. Sorry.
Is it niceties?
Niceties.
Niceties.
Could be niceties.
I've been paid in niceties.
Well, I mean, there's lots to choose from there, Josh. Niceties, no idea, nothing, nickel.
I'm going to go nickel. Because then if it's wrong, I've got an excuse. I can blame Nick. Great.
Question number 8. Is Tanzania north or south of the equator? You ever been to Africa, Josh?
Never been to Africa.
But is it on the list? Does it feel like when this is all over, it's the kind of place that you go on safari, enjoy that?
I would like to go on safari, but I wouldn't want to be like, I feel like I'd be encroaching on their space.
Mm.
I'm talking about the animals there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be around.
Not other people on safari.
Yeah. Yakuza, have you been to Africa?
I haven't. Do you know a real true story? When I was little, my mum like took me aside and she sat me down like we were going to have a real serious conversation. And she was like, Yakuza, can I give you some life advice? And I was like, yes, mum. And then she was like, never go to Africa. And then she got up and she walked away. And I don't understand why, but it's a very vivid memory of mine. And I followed the advice. I've never been to Africa.
Oh, believe her. Lock in true.
Yes.
I don't know why or wherefore. Like, why did she say that? Like, I'm still very confused. But
you never asked? You never found the opportunity to ask?
Look, I didn't want to. Sometimes when you look close, when you look at your family, you're afraid of what you'll find.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to know the magic.
I don't want to know what the secret sauce is. Sometimes the secret sauce is racism. And it's not a very good flavour.
Yeah, my family is not that secret, Nina. Or, I mean, Yakuza. Oh, no.
Who's Nina?
My dad sat me down once and said, he pulled me aside, very serious conversation, and he said, Nick, do not use Lynx Africa. And then I have never, and I've married for 47 years.
Smart advice.
Wow, congratulations. When you were tiling my bathroom, you look much younger than... I mean, 47, when did you marry? 20?
In 1990, about 20.
So 67 now.
You can retire.
I'm looking clean, I'm looking good.
Yep, and you're sounding young as well, and that's the important thing.
That's surgery.
Really? New voice box?
This is my third, actually.
What other voices have you had in between?
I wanted to have like a Peaky Blinders kind of rough kind of thing, but it didn't really look good. For me and my business. It just came across very threatening when I was asking for my payment.
Can you do the voice? I've not seen Peaky Blinders.
I don't remember Peaky Blinders either. Could you give us a stat?
Yeah, great. Oh, give me your money.
Wow. Must be a terrifying show. But this is actually the perfect question for you, Nick, because it's 50-50. So if you're good at guessing, I mean, this is the easiest odds for you to achieve. So if you get this wrong, it kind of undermines...
What's the easiest
really...
odds? 99 to 1 is probably easier than 50-50. 100 to 0 is probably better than 50-50.
I guess if you knew the odds, but in a multiple choice situation, this has to be as easy as it gets, unless the answer is just written out. And I guess if you just point at an answer, I guess that would be easier. But so if you get this wrong, it does undermine your thesis somewhat that you're good at guessing. So Tanzania, north or south of the equator?
Did you read my thesis?
Yeah, I study up on all the Brains Trust before they come on.
Obviously, there's a lot to discuss. Let's just not first off. Let's just knock out west and east, right? Let's just knock them out, right? They're not in the picture. Yep. Right?
Well, I guess instead of knocking them out, let's not add them as we have in the past.
You have to add to knock them out. Otherwise, how can you knock them out?
All right, we'll quickly add them in. Consider them knocked out.
There's an old saying in Greek, which I'll roughly translate. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's if you want to tell the truth, listen to the mouth, because it is not north, but definitely south.
Okay, well, I don't know if that helps you, Josh, but
lock in south.
Plus something sometimes.
I actually have that quote tattooed on me, so I can verify that it's a real quote.
Well, then you should be able to read it. What was it again, Yakuza?
And probably you would have gone for the authentic Greek translate. So let's...
If you go north, listen to your mouth. If you go south, it's a mouth.
Great. That must be the original Greek.
Sorry, it's a little bit hard to read because it's in a very intimate place.
I see.
I heard Nick and he said north and I'm going to say north. No, he said south. South, sorry, south.
All right, we'll lock in south. The next question is about sport. Who's an expert in sport?
I don't mind sport.
Don't mind sport?
Depends on sport, though.
Well, that is actually the question. Stephen Bradbury is an Olympic champion in which sport?
It's ice skating, but it's more than just speed skating, right? Do I have to say exactly how far he was speed skating? Is it that kind of tricky question?
No, I don't think you'd class 5 kilometers speed skating as different sport to 10 kilometers speed skating. Is it kilometers? I don't even know how long they do in those things.
I'd say they'd measure it in meters.
Right.
Let's go. Do I need to talk to the Brains Trust? Do you want to
you
say
don't have to talk
Stephen
to the Brains
Bradbury?
Trust, but do you remember the Stephen Bradbury race, Yakuza, when came in first?
Yeah, that was a brilliant metaphor for every success I've ever achieved.
Just three more talented people fell over and...
Yeah, well, I killed them and they became teardrops.
Right.
And then I won, so...
I didn't realise that's what Stephen Bradbury did. I didn't realise he'd actually murdered them.
Yeah, he's a little snake. He actually, you can't see it in the footage, but he has a very long stick and he pulls it out of his pants and then he just pokes everyone and then they fall over. It's a trick I've used many a time. He actually ripped it off me, Yakuza Oyama.
Ah, I missed that, but it must be speed skating so fast. You know, you can't see the little...
Yeah.
Do you get into sport, Nick? Do you follow sport at all?
I do, but I'm more interested in the talks after the players have finished their careers.
Oh, the press conferences at retiring.
Yeah, sure, that's my favourite. And I only tune in when they retire. I don't follow their career for 15 years, but when they retire, boom, I'm glued to the box.
I think it's a shame that it's only sports stars that get to give speeches when they retire. Like, you know, what about Tyler's getting close to the end of their life, you know?
Yeah, well, for Tyler's, like, the most honourable way to retire is similar to the film Terminator 2 Judgment Day, where he goes down into the molten hot lava.
Just giving a thumbs up as you go?
Yeah, that's how we do it. Mm. But we go down the toilet.
Like a Mario brother.
Exactly. And that's the way that's why a lot of people became Tylers and plumbers.
My favourite retired Tyler is Steven Tyler.
What about the Yakuza? Do they have
You should say Even Tyler in your like advertising, Nick. Dude looks like a good job.
I tried, but I got sued.
Oh, okay.
Who sued you for that?
Even Tyler. Very good Tyler. Self-employed. He tried to use his own name. I didn't know that at the time, but the lawsuit stated otherwise.
Yeah, is it not Evan Tyler? I mean, that would be
Even. It's Even. He's Irish. E-A-V-A-N.
That's actually quite a straightforward spelling for an Irish name. Normally, there's a few other vowels and stuff in there. Nah, like, how do you spell Nick?
How do you spell Nick in Irish?
Yeah.
N-I-K-A-M-H.
N-I-K-A-M-H. But it's pronounced Nick.
Yeah, because it's like Neve. Because Neve in Irish is spelled N-I-A-M-H, I believe, or along those lines. But as soon as you put a K in, like it's, the K is like the end of the... So I could be N-I-K-W-X-Q-R-S-T. What about... Boom. As soon as K is mentioned, all the other letters mean nothing.
But speed skating, you reckon, Josh?
I'm going to lock in speed skating, yep.
Speed skating. Okay, question number 10. In education, what does the acronym ATAR stand for?
Oh, I reckon one of them's... The T is for tertiary. I reckon T is for tertiary. One of those A's is going to be Australia.
At 67, it's probably been a few years since you've sat your ATAR or your high school. Was it that long ago? How many years ago did you finish high school?
Well, technically, I finished last year because I dropped out at 14 to be a Tyler. Mm. And then I thought, before I leave this earth, I want to finish my schooling degree. So I did actually go back to school in the past 2 years and finish my diploma.
Okay, so you would have done the ATAR last year. You must know what it stands for. ATAR.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Oh, can you tell me what it is then?
Nah.
Oh.
Do you want to have a stab though? Like, do you want to have a crack at guessing?
Oh, well, did you think my answer was a bit rank there, Josh? Did you think my answer was a bit rank there? Oh. Just little joke.
So we've got, you reckon, tertiary and rank maybe?
I think I know the order, but I want to hear what Yakuza has to say.
Yeah, could you perhaps fill in the gaps with the ATAR something tertiary something ranking?
Is
that starts with a U.
No, it's actually spelled A-H-M. Sorry. Not British.
Where is this acronym from, Corin? Where is it from? Where do they use it? What country?
Australia. Education in Australia.
Tricked you.
All right. So I think it's Australian Tertiary Academic. I was going to say either ranking or register, but I'll go with ranking.
Yes, Josh. Registers are only for pedophiles.
No, you can have one for your wedding.
Have one to keep your cash in. Right,
that's 10 questions.
Yes.
Not bad. How do we feel we did? Nick, are you confident of your guesses today?
Mate, if I didn't be confident, how can you not be that? So, yes.
Is that another Greek saying?
Yeah, it doesn't translate as well in English.
And Yakuza, how do you feel stepping out of tattoos and into quizzes? Is this...
It's a very new territory and I'm not used to failure in this way, so I may have to kill myself by the end if I don't get any right.
Well, at least, I mean, that's very sad and quite heavy.
Promise me...
At least it will save lives because you have threatened to kill others, so...
Just promise me on my corpse you'll put a tattoo of a tear.
Just one more death.
Just one more. Just one more before I float up to heaven.
Well, that's optimistic, I think. Josh, how many out of 10 do you think or are you hoping for today?
I think if we don't get 8 out of 10, Yakuza can kill me live at the end of the show.
Shit. Stakes are high.
Josh, okay. Sometimes I ask for 50 grand and I don't get that. So lower the expectations, right?
That's 8. 8 out of 10. It gives us 2 that we can get wrong.
Josh, I'd just like to bargain with you here because I will be dead myself. How about I don't kill you? I just haunt you forever from beyond the grave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Capiche?
Okay. All right. Cool. Sounds good. I'm going to be haunted if we don't get 8 out of 10. Okay.
Question number one. The Yom Kippur War took place in what year? 67, 71, 73, or 75? You said 71. The answer was 73.
What calendar, though, are you going on?
The one that we all use, yeah.
Oh, well, should have made that more specific at the start.
Sorry. Which song links Harry Nilsson, Three Dog Night, John Farnham, and Amy Mann? You said Help. The answer was One is the Loneliest Number.
I should have known that because I know the Amy Mann.
Josh said One is the Loneliest Number.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it, didn't you?
So that's 2 down, but we're clear here. We're going to get all 8.
see how we go from here. Question number three. Name Australia's shadow treasurer. You confidently locked in Chris Bowen, and the answer was Jim Chalmers.
Oh, who the fuck is that?
Oh, I've done his tiling.
Question number four. What is the name of the children's fiction little helicopter character created by Sarah, Duchess of York?
Budgie.
You said Budgie. The answer is Budgie.
Is it actually?
I guess that.
Is it really Budgie?
It really is Budgie.
Thank you, Nick. Well done.
That's a good...
Mate, I guess it. That was the only one I was trying to fuck you up with.
Question number five. Corona beer comes from which country? You said Italy. The answer was Mexico.
It was Mexico.
What?
Damn it.
Isn't it a Belgian company?
That's a tricky one. It's a real shame you didn't get that right. You know, you got to look for some of those easy points in this quiz. And
wait.
I expected better from the Sunday paper. I really did. Yeah. That's a smart paper for smart people. They shouldn't be putting those dumb questions in. They're trickers.
That's a real shame. Question six. Name Jeremy Corbyn's successor as leader of Britain's Labour Party. You said David and Mitchell. The answer was Keir Starmer.
I said the actual answer for D.
Did you say that?
Yeah, Nick said it. I can vouch for him.
Devastating. Question seven. Which chemical element has the symbol Ni in atomic number 28? You said nickel. The answer's nickel.
Yes.
Question number eight. Is Tanzania north or south of the equator? The stakes were high for this one. You said south. The answer was south.
We're on a roll. We're going to get to eight.
Question nine. Stephen Bradbury is an Olympic champion in which sport? You said speed skating. The answer is speed skating. And question 10. In education, what does the acronym ATAR stand for? You said Australian Tertiary Academic Ranking. The answer is Australian Tertiary Admission Rank.
Oh.
So couldn't get that one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 10. Not bad. Oh,
that's pretty good. I'm still going to get haunted, though, for the rest of my days.
It's a fate worse than death, in my opinion. I plan to be a very scary ghost.
Will you be tattooed as a ghost?
Yes.
They go with you? Okay.
Thank you for joining us, Yakuza Oyama, and good luck with the haunting.
Thank you.
Have you haunted anyone else in the past?
No, I'm still...
Comedians? Nina Oyama, perhaps? Will you haunt Nina
Oyama? I don't
Oyama?
Know who that is, but she sounds like a dumb bitch. And I don't think she would do very well at this quiz at all.
No,
please don't follow her on Twitter at Nina Oyama or Instagram at Nina.Oyama or TikTok at Nina.Oyama. Don't do any of those things.
No, I refuse to, flatly.
Real piece of work.
Nick.
I heard on TikTok she's Nina Oyama 1. Is that true?
No, she's Nina.Oyama.
Nina.Oyama.
But she's because Nina Oyama was taken by a model, which made the comedian Nina Oyama feel very bad about herself. My God.
You know quite a lot about this comedian's life.
Yeah, I don't respect her, but she is very attractive.
And Nick Nicotaris? I'm sorry, did I fuck up that again?
Oh, that was good. Yeah, if you go to eventyler.com, you'll be directed straight to my site, which is Nick Nicotaris Tiling. Yeah, if you want any bathrooms fixed, then I'm your boy.
All right, great. Do you... What do you do to relax, Nick? Do you put on some television? Or do you have Netflix, maybe?
Yeah, sometimes I put on Netflix. Yeah,
there's a show on Netflix I'm looking forward to called The Duchess that you should check out. There's a comedian who used to live here in Australia called Steen Raskopoulos who appears in it. I'm looking forward to.
Good for him. I wish him well. Don't know him. His name sounds similar to mine.
It does, and doesn't it? It's sort of a Greek. Maybe you live by the same code.
Yeah, Earlwood, whatever postcode that is.
Thanks for joining us, Nick, and congratulations on 6 out of 10, Josh. A valiant effort. It's rare that we reach such lofty heights in this quiz, so you should be proud.
Well, I couldn't have done it without my brain's trust, so thank you very much, you two. Mm.
You're welcome.
Literally, I think Nick got them all right.
Yeah, I got Stephen Bradbury and that was it.
Yeah.
You could have got 7 if you weren't such a fucking idiot.
I could have got 10 if I wasn't an idiot.
He just handed people... them to you on a silver fucking platter, Josh.
You did nothing, Yakuza. You gave me Chris Bowen.
If people look up Don't You Know Who I Am in the podcast app that they're in right now, they'll probably hit, is it 200 apps, 300 apps?
222 apps as of 222. Today. Plus a whole Amazing. Bunch more online if you're a Patreon subscriber. But there you go, 222 for free.
Once you get through 222 podcasts, you can consider beginning to pay.
Yeah.
Such is the commercial reality we've created for ourselves. That is Wax Physical. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.